Chapter 33. Fight and Flight. Harry had no idea what Hermione was planning, or even whether she had a plan. He walked half a pace behind her as they headed down the corridor outside Umbridge's office, knowing it would look very suspicious if he appeared not to know where they were going. He did not dare attempt to talk to her. Umbridge was walking so closely behind them that he could hear her ragged breathing. Hermione led the way down the stairs into the entrance hall. The din of loud voices and the clatter of cutlery on plates echoed from out of the double doors to the great hall. It seemed incredible to Harry that 20 feet away were people who were enjoying dinner, celebrating the end of exams, not a care in the world. Hermione walked straight out of the oak front doors and down the stone steps into the balmy evening air. The sun was falling toward the tops of the trees in the Forbidden Forest now as Hermione marched purposefully across the grass, Umbridge jogging to keep up. Their long dark shadows rippled over the grass behind them like cloaks.
"It's hidden in Hagrid's hut, is it?"
said Umbridge eagerly in Harry's ear.
"Of course not," said Hermione scathingly. "Hagrid might have set it off accidentally."
"Yes," said Umbridge, whose excitement seemed to be mounting. "Yes. Yes, he would have done, of course. The great half-breed oaf."
She laughed. Harry felt a strong urge to swing around and seize her by the throat, but resisted. His scar was throbbing in the soft evening air, but it had not yet burned white hot, as he knew it would if Voldemort had moved in for the kill.
"Then where is it?"
asked Umbridge, with a hint of uncertainty in her voice, as Hermione continued to stride toward the forest.
"In there, of course," said Hermione, pointing into the dark trees. "It had to be somewhere that students weren't going to find it accidentally, didn't it?"
"Of course,"
said Umbridge, though she sounded a little apprehensive now.
"Of course. Very well, then. You two stay ahead of me."
"Can we have your wand, then, if we're going first?" Harry asked her.
"No, I don't think so, Mr. Potter,"
said Umbridge sweetly, poking him in the back with it.
"The Ministry places a rather higher value on my life than yours, I'm afraid."
As they reached the cool shade of the first trees, Harry tried to catch Hermione's eye. Walking into the forest without wands seemed to him to be more foolhardy than anything they had done so far this evening. She, however, merely gave Umbridge a contemptuous glance and plunged straight into the trees, moving at such a pace that Umbridge, with her shorter legs, had difficulty in keeping up.
"Is it very far in?"
Umbridge asked as her robe ripped on a bramble.
"Oh, yes," said Hermione. "Yes, it's well hidden."
Harry's misgivings increased. Hermione was not taking the path they had followed to visit Grawp, but the one he had followed 3 years ago to the lair of the monster Aragog. Hermione had not been with him on that occasion. He doubted she had any idea what danger lay at the end of it.
Are you sure this is the right way?" he asked her pointedly.
"Oh, yes,"
she said in a steely voice, crashing through the undergrowth with what he thought was a wholly unnecessary amount of noise. Behind them, Umbridge tripped over a fallen sapling. Neither of them paused to help her up again. Hermione merely strode on, calling loudly over her shoulder,
"It's a bit further in."
"Hermione, keep your voice down," Harry muttered, hurrying to catch up with her.
"Anything could be listening in here."
"I want us heard,"
she answered quietly, as Umbridge jogged noisily after them.
"You'll see."
They walked on for what seemed a long time, until they were once again so deep into the forest that the dense tree canopy blocked out all light. Harry had the feeling he had had before in the forest, one of being watched by unseen eyes.